When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah. Hour number two of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Fun hour number one. I'll tell you, coming up at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time, you know, there are moments in life when you're a leader that sometimes you got to be a little critical. And you got to give some tough love. There is an employee around here where he did something today that I think is inexcusable. And I could either look at it and say, okay, I could ignore it. It's not my show. But it's a reflection of the network. And all I will say is this. And then we will talk more about this at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time. The facts are the facts here. I am now, in a crazy way, one of the longest, not the longest, but one of the longest tenured hosts on the network. So I feel a certain responsibility now that I did not feel a few years ago. You know, when I was doing 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, I didn't feel this way because yeah, DA was here, right? You know, when I was doing weekend overnights, I just got here, do my job, make headlines, get talked about throughout the week, and then eventually fill in on shows throughout the week, and I had this climb here at the network. But now, in the afternoon drive time slot on our network on a national level, I feel like people look at me a little bit different around here. You know, sometimes you have younger guys that now come in and they're training, right? Guys and gals. And they like ask me questions. You know, they want advice and things like that. And I've been fortunate enough, even though I am not an old man, I'm the farthest thing from an old man, but I have a lot of radio years where a lot of people that have been elevated into full-time slots at the network, whether it's on the air, behind the scenes, producing, running the board, they either at one time were on my show or trained on my show, or I've developed a little bit of relationship. So I don't think I'd be doing my job as a leader, right? And my job as someone that's trying to set the standard of this network if I didn't call this person out. And it's one thing to commit the crime. It's another thing to then boast about the crime on social media. And the person we're going to talk about, it's kind of like some Jax Olbrich kind of energy, where it's one thing to commit the action, right? It's stupid to commit the action. But then there's another thing when you brag about the action and your own incompetence publicly for all to see. So coming up at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time, I ain't playing around, and I may even bring out management. I may even be a rat, and I don't like being a rat, but someone did something that I thought was so ridiculous and so stupid, and it took this network, this proud network, to a level where I thought our network today got embarrassed. Embarrassed. And I saw this on social media. And I texted this person. I said, I'm going to rip you on the air today. I said, I saw what you posted. I saw what you did. It's one thing to be stupid. It's another thing when then you brag about being stupid. So coming up at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time today, I'm going to tell you who that person is and what they did that made me so absolutely livid. I had a wonderful morning. I got up, right? I wasn't even listening to the network this morning. So it's one thing, right? If like I listened to it, then I could have stopped it right in the moment, like made a phone call. But I got up. I went for a nice, lovely walk this morning. It's like 72 degrees in New York City. Found out I'm going to the Knicks game tonight. That's why I'm wearing my In Leon We Trust shirt for the Knicks president, Leon Rose. I'm sitting right behind the Knicks bench, right? Knicks are trying to close out tonight, the Detroit Pistons. Very excited to be at Madison Square Garden. I even walked all the way to Bubby's this morning, and I had a delicious, you know, little set of pancakes, little stack of pancakes. Stu was like, Come on, Stu. You've been eating well lately.
I was going to say, I don't need pancakes.
You can't be jealous off of Bubby's.
No, but yeah, it sounds good, but I don't need that right
now. I had
now.
A little well-done home fries, a little bacon. Right, I was feeling real good. And then I walk back to my apartment right as I'm getting ready to get ready for the show. You know, maybe take a little shower. I go, you know, let me just do a last-second prep for the show, right, before I jump in the shower. I go, let me scroll social media. So I scroll Twitter, you know, read a few articles. And then I went on Instagram. And when I went on Instagram, I saw something that our coworker did that was absolutely despicable. Despicable. So it is someone in the Monday through Friday lineup where if this person does it again, I'm just saying, things may not do, it may not be good for this person moving forward around here. This guy needs to be like Shador Sanders. He needs to look himself in the mirror and figure out what type of career he wants to have. Because what he did this morning, it was offensive. Anyway, we will get to that at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time. I'm waiting if that person's going to text me. Oh, please don't mention it on the air. Oh, please don't do it. And no, even though I just did the high-pitched voice, it's not Hot Take Hickey. Ryan Hot Take Hickey would not do something this offensive. That's a man of work ethic. Anyway, overreaction, proper reaction time. Let's get to it.
Another NFL week is complete, which means it's another week to freak out about your favorite team. Help! 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 Which takes are truly crazy.
But sometimes a game can be so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying? No.
And which are so crazy, they might be right.
He's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Zach lets you know in this week's edition of Overreaction or Proper Reaction.
All right, overreaction, proper reaction time. Gentlemen, what do we got cooking today?
All right, so the 49ers and star tight end George Kittle finally agreed to an extension, with Kittle receiving a four-year, $76.4 million extension that will likely be the last contract for the 31-year-old. Now, Kittle has been named a first-team All-Pro twice, second-team three times, and made six Pro Bowls over his career. Overreaction or proper reaction, George Kittle is a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
First-ballot Hall of Famer? No offense to George Kittle. He's wonderful. Antonio Gates wasn't a first-ballot Hall of Famer. So you can't tell me George Kittle is a first-ballot Hall of Famer when Antonio Gates was not. I do think he'll get in one day, but I don't think it's going to be by a first ballot, so I'm going to go overreaction there.
All right, a few years ago, Deontay Johnson was a rising star in the NFL, hauling in 107 catches for nearly 1,200 yards in 2021. But since then, his numbers have dropped off, And he was forced to bounce around three different teams last year, in large part due to some locker room issues. Now, the 28-year-old has found a fifth team in 2 years, agreeing to a deal with the Browns. The Browns already have locker room questions between Deshaun Watson, Myles Garrett, and a new addition of Shedeur Sanders. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Browns have the most dysfunctional locker room dynamic in the league.
Myles Garrett stayed there, so that's a non-issue now. Deshaun Watson's never going to play again for the Cleveland Browns, so he's basically a non-issue. And does anyone give a rat's ass about Diontae Johnson at this stage of his career? So I'm not going to say that that's the most dysfunctional locker room in the league. Sure, you're bringing Shedeur Sanders, but I think that's more of a positive than a negative. So I'm going to go overreaction on that one when you ask me, are the Browns the most dysfunctional locker room in the NFL?
Now, speaking of the Browns, the current favorite to be their starting quarterback is former Steelers first rounder Kenny Pickett.
Oh, Chris in California's excited.
He has to be.
Chris in California is maybe sitting down with a bottle of lube, and he's getting real excited about Kenny Pickett potentially starting for the here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
That was an image I didn't need.
What? He had to moisturize his hands.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking?
That's what I was thinking. I don't need to think about Chris moisturizing his
get your head out of the gutter, Samter. Jeez Louise. I would never make a joke like that, a sexual joke like that on the radio. Would never do it. Please, come on. Come on, Mike. You know, I'm just sitting here teasing something for 4:40 p.m. Eastern time about how we're going to rip a fellow coworker of ours. You know, my guys do things the right way. I don't need you now stepping out of line with a joke like that.
All right, I'll just go back to sleep.
All righty, next one. The crime was done right behind you, I will say. But anything, what do we got cooking here?
However, despite some of that good Kenny Pickett news, ESPN reports that Cleveland will not pick up Pickett's fifth-year option, meaning he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Overreaction or proper reaction, Kenny Pickett will be on the Browns roster in 2026.
Overreaction, I think that this will be Kenny Pickett starts maybe the first month and a half of the season. Then more underwhelming than someone that looks like he's going to be their franchise quarterback. I think they then move off of Kenny Pickett and they hand the baton over to, at both times, we will see these guys play at different times during the NFL season, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And then it's going to be up to one of those two guys to keep the baton. If not, then they'll be using a pick early in the first round of the draft next year. So I do not think Kenny Pickett will be on the Browns roster in 2026. So when you ask me he will be on the roster in 2026, I will go overreaction.
The Titans selected Will Levis in the second round of the 2023 draft.
Mayo.
And the former Kentucky star has gone 5-16 in 21 starts.
Bananas.
Throwing 21 touchdowns to 16 picks in that span. Now, after the team drafted Cam Ward, it was pretty clear that Levis's time in Tennessee was coming to an end. But GM Mike Borgonzi said that they didn't try trading Levis before or during the draft.
The interest in Will during the draft and just him still being on roster, what does that say about his value with the team?
It's a lot of value. I think, you know, there's going to be competition in every room, and he elevates the competition in that room. That's what we're trying to do here as we get into training camp, is have the best 90-man roster, best competition in every room, and Will certainly provides that.
So overreaction or proper reaction, you still believe Levis could be a solid backup or even a spot starter in the NFL?
So this is or, not and.
This is or, yes.
Because I do believe he could be a solid backup. A starter, I'm not sold on. But I look at that quarterback room. Cam Ward's going to start week one. Then after that, it's Will Levis, Brandon Allen. Our overnight guy is in the locker room for the Tennessee Titans. Tim Boyle. And is that the guy that does the overnights here on the Infinity Sports Network? I will say Will Levis will be the backup there. And I think he'd be a solid backup in the NFL. He's still a young quarterback, right? If Cam Ward gets hurt on a drive, you could have him go in and he could be efficient in terms of hiking the ball if he just runs it and then just don't throw it, because once you throw it, you make stupid decisions. But I think he could be a solid backup option. So I will go proper reaction there.
All right, as the draft concluded, a few undrafted players stuck out as they looked to sign with a new team. Missouri quarterback Brady Cook, former five-star quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, Michigan running back Donovan Edwards.
I like how you said that, by the way. Good job with the pronunciation. DJ Uiagalelei.
Thank you.
Good job.
You had receivers Isaiah Nair from Nebraska, Xavier Restrepo from Miami, Isaiah Bond from Texas, cornerback Kobe Bryant from Kansas, and of course Shiloh Sanders. All those guys went undrafted. So overreaction or proper reaction, you believe at least one of these players will make an impact on the NFL level?
Proper reaction, I'll give you the player, Xavier Restrepo. He is a teammate of Cam Ward's from college. I know it was just 1 year, but they had an awesome connection. Him landing there immediately once the draft ends means that's a Cam Ward shot, and Cam Ward's going to want him on the roster. So I think that Xavier Restrepo has the ability to make an impact on the NFL level, so I will go proper reaction.
All right, last one. Yesterday, we aired a few clips of Bill Belichick.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
I was already out on the Belichick relationship with this girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. I'm really out after having it digest a little bit more yesterday.
Yeah, so we played a few clips of his interview with CBS this morning, including one of his 24-year-old girl, Jordan Hudson, shutting down a question about how they met.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about
this. Oh, shut up!
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
You know what? Shut up. Like, I know she's now Bill Belichick's publicist. That's what she is. But this is a joke. She posts photos of Bill Belichick dressing Bill Belichick up. She wants the attention. You're doing an interview. Everyone knows the story that you guys told. Now, I don't even know if that's a true story because now you're getting all protective about it on how you guys met on some stupid airplane. Your relationship is weird. It's not illegal, but it's weird. You're 24, he's 73. Bill Belichick is a big boy. I love Bill Belichick. He's a six-time Super Bowl champion. Bill Belichick is my favorite head coach of all time. But this idea that Bill can't sit there and answer the questions being asked to him is ridiculous. Bill Belichick has had to be on a podium when Aaron Hernandez was arrested for murder and answered questions. Bill Belichick had to deal with the jackassery of Deflategate while answering questions. Like in the NFL world, in the football world, Bill has had to deal with off-the-field issues and then serious on-the-field issues. And Jordan has said, oh, we're not talking about our relationship? When all you do is post about your relationship? Shut up! Stop! Go away! And I'm disappointed in Bill. Because Mr.
We're on to Cincinnati. You know, no distractions. We're all about the team.
And this girl is making him look like a buffoon. Oh my God! Enough! I love you, Bill. But someone's got to get to Bill and say, this relationship, maybe it doesn't even need to end. I would say that it needs to end. But she can't be basically your spokesperson now, Bill. What are we doing here? Oh, my God. Oh, when she interrupts that, we're not talking about that. If I was doing the interview, I would say, who the bleep are you to tell me what we're talking about? This is a grandpa in Bill Belichick. This is a guy that could answer the questions or choose to do what he's done his entire career. Deflect, 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 and not give an answer. You made this more of a story by putting yourself in the story because you just want the publicity. You want the attention. That's what this is about. So you're going to sit there, ooh, we're not answering that. Ooh, we're not answering that. Hello, Bill could have just said that and go,
next question. You know, on to the next question.
Instead, this becomes a big story because she's insufferable. She's insufferable. She's Yoko Ono. That's what she is to me. Enough. All right, you continue answering the question or reading me the question. I apologize.
So a new...
I'm sick and tired of this. And everyone's like sitting and like tiptoeing around the matter because everyone's like afraid to just say the honesty of this. This relationship is weird. Bill, God bless you. Do what you want. This relationship is weird.
So now a new TMZ report says Hudson interrupted multiple times throughout the interview, including getting so upset at one point that she stormed off and delayed a production by nearly 30 minutes.
What is this? Take your daughter to work day? She's having a temper tantrum? I didn't ask Bill the question that I wanted him to ask. Where? Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's his girlfriend. Oh, my. Once again, shut up. Shut up.
Forcing CBS to wrap the interview early and canceling a planned second interview.
Oh, a second interview. Oh, my. That'd be like if Debo's people called me up after when he hung up with all. Let's do a second interview. I'd say, go kick rocks. Yeah, we'll do the second interview. My first question. Hey, Debo, why do you hate the Eagles? Why do you talk crap about the Eagles? Oh, my God. A second part of the interview. Think about how just out of touch with reality people are. If they ever thought they were getting that second part of the interview, good for the CBS and good for these guys for basically showing this part. These are always puff pieces, what CBS does. It's always puff pieces. And she must have been that insufferable through this whole thing.
So overreaction or proper reaction?
There's a question somewhere, right?
The public perception of the relationship with Hudson will negatively impact Belichick's ability to recruit at UNC.
Overreaction. She could be insufferable and obnoxious. Kids care about two things. How much money are you giving me and how could you get me to the NFL? UNC has an NIL collective. They could get money and Bill Belichick could get you to the NFL. Alrighty. So that is a overreaction there. Could be my favorite overreaction, proper reaction question ever. Take a time out. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come on back, a player that you would love if he was on your team but would hate it if you had to go up against him. We talk about that next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift top storage, best selling bedrooms with over 700 5-star reviews, and a feature packed pop up sleeper sofa with built in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at MyBobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Did you see the ending of that Rockets-Golden State Warriors game last night as the Golden State Warriors are up 3-1? Imagine if I told you before the game that Draymond Green would have 6 points, 8 rebounds, 5 fouls, a technical foul, and a flagrant foul, and ended up being the hero at the end of that game. That's what happened. As Draymond Green, with the game on the line, he made a defensive stop, and he finishes the game with 6 points, 8 rebounds, 5 fouls, 1 technical foul, and 1 flagrant foul. And we all know that's the farthest thing from a good stat line. But when you make the biggest defensive play of the game, nobody cares if your stat line is a bad stat line. But I'll tell you, when Draymond Green, who I don't like, is screaming into the camera afterwards, he is the villain. He really is. Like, he knows he's the villain too, and he knows he's obnoxious. Now, you make a big stop like that, I'm okay with you showing emotion, but it's almost as if he knew where the camera was and looked right into it and just started screaming. Absolutely screaming. And that's what transpired. And I'll tell you, I'm watching this game last night, and what Draymond did earlier in the year with Karl Anthony Towns was despicable. I said someone should punch him in the face, right? Those are words that I said into the microphone. And I stand by those words. I won't ever take those words back. It was just an absolute disgrace what Draymond Green did. And Draymond says so many stupid things throughout the course of the year. But if Draymond's on your team, you're like a part of his following, right? You're a part of his crew. And you will live or die defending Draymond Green, right? He's your guy if you're a Golden State Warriors fan. With how many championships you won and with how many people that can't stand him because he's a provocateur, that people, and he's an antagonist, that people will go to a great length to defend him, right? But if you're watching him and you're not a Warriors fan, you can't stand his guts because he wants to be the villain. He wants to be the agitator, and he is, and he does such a perfect role of being such a royal pain in the ass. So Draymond Green is the perfect definition of if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, all the rest of the teams in the NBA can't stand his guts. So let's go around the room here right now, and let's pick a player where it could be NFL. I know you guys are soccer snobs. I guess it could be soccer, even though I have no clue who you're talking about probably. It could be basketball. It could be Major League Baseball. You know, whatever sport. That if this guy's on your team, you love him. But if he isn't on your team, the rest of the league hates him. Stu, who's your player? Just wondering.
My player is the guy who is considered a Draymond before Draymond, and that is Dennis Rodman. I feel like in the late 90s, those teams that went up against the Bulls probably hated going up against them. You know, they might get kicked. They might, you know, he would dye his hair all the colors to try to psych him out, the colors of the team. And I feel like he'd just be a disaster to play against. But if you have Dennis Rodman on your team like the Bulls had, I feel like you really like him a lot.
Do you think, and maybe this is a better question for Samter, do you think The Last Dance actually changed the perception maybe of Dennis Rodman? Because during The Last Dance, they talk about, you know, some of his obvious issues and how he could go away from the team and go to Vegas and then come on back a week later. And I think during The Last Dance, when it was COVID and everyone was kind of inside, they were laughing at the storylines. Oh, that was so ridiculous of Dennis Rodman. And even though there's a lot there, it's kind of, all right, that was Dennis, you know, Dennis being Dennis. Did The Last Dance, in your opinion, maybe change the view of a Dennis Rodman nationally?
I don't think so. I think for the most part, nobody really took him seriously with his dyed hair and his mannerism and his actions and dressing up in a wedding dress to sign books,
wedding dresses,
all the weird things that he did. I don't think people were taking him overly serious. He was a performer. He was an act. So I don't think for me, it didn't change anything. I haven't talked to anybody and I haven't seen anything where there's any kind of change of perception.
You know what? Was it an act though? This is the same dude. I'll never forget this. Do you know what I'm about to mention, Stu? Because you're smiling a little bit?
Yeah, the North Korea.
No, I'm not even talking.
Okay.
Good memory, though.
Yeah.
I'm going back even further than that. George Sedano, you know him on ESPN now? He used to host a show. It was either on 560 WQAM or 790 The Ticket or whatever it was. And the two sports stations there in Florida. And now I think The Ticket is no longer around. And obviously 560 WQAM is an Odyssey station. And they're still humming and going strong. He once did an interview with George Sedano where, let's just say, a lady's in bed with him and there are sexual acts going on and he's talking into the phone while there's a little nookie time going on in the bedroom, when there's a little bam chicka wamp wamp time going on in the bedroom. It is one of, not one of actually, it is the craziest radio interview I've ever heard. Think about like whatever the craziest radio interview is, the most memorable interview ever. You know, whether it's Hank Haney with Boomer and Carden, whether it's Qualcomm with Matt Harvey and Dan Patrick, whether it's the whole Everett situation with Jim Rome. Dennis Rodman was literally doing sexual acts with a woman and talking to a radio station. It's by far and away the craziest radio interview I've ever heard of. Samter, who's your athlete, though, that you loved him if he was on your team, hated him if you had to go up against him?
There were a couple that I was going after, but I'm not going to give you the full list.
Should I give mine before Samter gives his? Because no, Samter has this list.
I'm just going to go with one guy. I'm going to go with Richard Sherman from the NFL.
Ooh.
Richard Sherman's one of those guys who...
Michael Crabtree, that sorry-ass wide receiver.
Like, I think everybody hated... If you weren't a Seahawks fan, you hated Richard Sherman. I was originally going to go with Big Poppy, but I feel like Big Poppy was beloved by everybody except for Yankee fans.
Yeah.
So that was too personal. Then I realized like everybody hated Richard Sherman except for Seahawks fans and probably some Seahawks fans too. So he'd be one of those guys who I would really have like to have on my team in his prime because he took a downhill turn very quickly.
So sometimes I've been in professional moments and I like was not incredibly like that old, right? Like shouldn't be in some of those moments. You know, just being someone that grew up around the radio business. When I was in college, I was able to get my college radio show to Radio Row. And I you know, like sometimes like take pictures with people and things like that. Like that happens when you're at Radio Row. Everyone's taking pictures. And I saw Richard Sherman. I go, oh, that'd be great for social media to get a picture with him. And he said something like, I don't do selfies. Like I would like someone has to hold the phone. And I had such this perception that Richard Sherman, from his persona on the field, was like a jackass that I just kind of walked away. I'm like, ugh, this guy's the same way that he's perceived as actually in person as well. And I was miffed about it. And I walked away and he's like, oh, I'll take the picture. And he just, I just won't do a selfie, which I just thought was still bizarre to this day. But that's one of those times you meet someone and you hear all those things. And hey, Richard Sherman, you know, I don't think he... You know, I don't think that was a good reflection of me, being honest in the moment. But you hear so much about someone that you just kind of have like a quick fuse and then you just walk away and be like, oh, I don't want to be a part of this. All right, here's my player. It's hockey. I was going to go Sean Avery. But then I said there's someone better than Sean Avery who has more talent on him. And he just as equally gets under your skin. And that's Brad Marchand, formerly of the Boston Bruins, now of the Florida Panthers. Like, he licks players. He just does weird things, bizarre things. And the guy's a heck of a hockey player, but he's the ultimate instigator. And that's a dude. How many times have I watched the Boston Bruins where I've been like, F him, bleep that dude. But if the Rangers could ever get him, I would love Brad Marchand on my team. So how about that? Dennis Rodman, Samter ends up going Richard Sherman. I go Brad Marchand in honor of Draymond Green, who's a player that you would love if he was on your team but would absolutely hate his guts if you had to go up against them. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we come on back, oh boy, we have to address something. We have to clean up the locker room around here at the Infinity Sports Network because something happened today that was a despicable act. Happened earlier in the day. And I think this person needs a stern talking to. I think this person needs to take the job a little bit more seriously. And I think that there needs to be some punishment. So we will bring in one of our bosses, David Mayernick, on the other side. I don't even know, and I feel bad doing this, but I got to be a leader. I don't even know if David Mayernick knows about this yet. But I saw something on social media today that I thought was so despicable. And I'm all about checks and balances. I call people out. You want to call me out, that's fine. But I saw something today that we have to put this person... we have to keep him in check and keep him in line. And I think we need to address something with that person. So we will get to that on the other side. Update time first. The person in question is not Rich Ackerman, but standing by with an award-winning...
So.
Yeah. I always remember Act One said to me like 2 years ago, he goes, the day I retire is the day I also get rid of Twitter too.
There you go.
You were not a fan of the cesspool of Twitter.
No.
But anyway, we are a fan of Rich Ackerman Sports Updates, and he has the latest one for you right now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage, no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. not available in all states. It is a Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. I teased this earlier in the program that at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time, we needed to get and address a big issue here. I have called in my boss, David Mayernick. I don't think David has any idea what happened at this network earlier this morning. And David, before we get to it, I appreciate you joining us in studio.
Yeah, my pleasure, Zach. And like I said, off the air, if nothing else, this is a heck of a tease. So good for you, man.
So I will just say this. Like, you saw the Ulbrich situation, right? Where they did the whole prank phone call the kid to Shador Sanders.
Indeed.
And it was a stupid act to do.
Sure.
And then it's an even dumber thing to post it, right?
Yeah.
Where he probably could have just got away with it if it was just a prank phone call. Nobody sees you, even though a crime was committed. They don't know where to kind of put the who to put the crime on, right?
Absolutely.
So something happened this morning at the network where I'm just going to call a spade here, right? Because I feel, especially now in this time slot, when I first got here, right, just put the hard hat on, show up, do the job, sleep on couches, don't take beer out of Boomer's fridge or sleep on Boomer's couch. Somehow that could get you the overnight job these days. But anyway, even someone like Pat Boyle has learned from that. And I love Pat. But you kind of just grinded, did the job, eventually got promoted to 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. But still, there were other people at the network that were just around a lot longer. So you could have like the fun shots with the, at the time, DA in the morning. And we would just kind of go back and forth. But there was always like a level of respect. I feel a different level of responsibility now.
Okay.
Being in this 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, and when we had a lineup change, one of the authors of the article was like, Zach Gelb, one of the veterans of the Infinity Sports Network.
Indeed.
Formerly CBS Sports Radio.
Sure.
And that made me feel really old.
Okay.
But I've been here for a long time. So I've always been a checks and balance guy, right? If you got a problem with what I say or something I do, you know, ask me about it. Call me out. But also, if I see something, I'm going to say something.
For sure.
And I feel not only a duty to serve our listeners during this time slot, but also kind of boots on the ground, be looking around and making sure if something goes wrong, we have a standard to uphold here, correct?
Absolutely.
We are a professional. Sometimes you don't act like it, but, you know, because some of the takes and all that stuff. Right. But we're a professional 24/7 national radio network.
Well said.
So our morning show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, they do a phenomenal job, right? Maggie Gray, consummate professional. Andrew Perloff, consummate professional. Andrew Bogish, one of the best update guys in the country.
Yep.
EJ does a great job producing. And someone that is trained on this show and has worked on this show and someone that I really do adore and love is Manny Rodriguez.
Yep.
And Manny Rodriguez has worked his way up, went about things the right way. But now this dude, I don't know if he's taking the job seriously.
Okay.
So Manny's training someone this week.
Yep.
Do we know who he's training?
Connor Armstrong, yeah.
Very nice guy, Connor Armstrong.
Yeah, Connor's great.
He trained on our show a few weeks ago. So he's training on a premier morning radio show. Huge national morning radio show. Maggie and Perloff. Manny Rodriguez is training the guy. And Connor is standing at the board, running the show, has someone would do that's good with training. I see Stu do that, Santer, Hickey, all these guys behind the scenes. After a few days of training, you let them run the board. That's how you're going to learn.
Yep.
Manny's in the corner. He's sleeping.
As in, like, legitimately sleeping.
Knocked out cold sleeping.
Do we have video documentation of this?
Well, remember when I said Jax Ulbrich is an idiot, not just for the prank phone call, but then for
publicizing it.
So this stunad, Manny Rodriguez, posts the photo
of him sleeping
in the corner, and he says, Manny at work. This is on his own Instagram page. Boss man, I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'm just the little old engine, you know, chugging along, choo-choo, little engine that good here in the afternoon just doing my show. I think you got to have a little intervention with Manny?
Yeah, we may have to have a sit-down. That's not exactly the type of image that we want to portray.
Now, I don't want him to lose his job.
Of course not.
Obviously. But there's got to be some punitive action.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on. Samter in the mornings on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know, if you don't mind, Zach, what time was the photo posted to his Instagram account? I'm curious.
So I have to take a look because I had a very nice morning, had a nice stroll down the West Side Highway, and ended up having a little brunch at Bubby's. Beautiful day. And as I'm preparing for the show, I go on social media, see what's happening. And Manny's story came up 7 hours ago.
All right, so what time is it?
3, 2, 1, 12. Ooh, wait. Even later. You're asking me to do math.
Yeah.
Hey, Stu, you have a brain. What's 7 hours ago?
That seems like to be in the 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay,
hour.
So the
he
last hour of the show.
He posted this while he was on the air?
It would appear that way.
So dude is posting while on the air. He's sleeping. Is he actually training this kid?
You know what's funny is when I was listening to the show this morning, it was brought to our attention. You know, Maggie had mentioned it a couple times. So, Connor, you're going to have to hit the button since Manny's back out in the corner. So it was sort of a element of the show, if you will.
Okay. So Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff do what a professor would do. Take a textbook and drop it in front of his cabeza and wake his ass up. And Manny Rodriguez is on the line with us right now. Manny, explain yourself, because I'm livid. This is just a lack of professionalism. First off, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, buddy. I'm watching some soccer. Dave, Gelb, how are you guys?
What's up, Manny? Maybe you should be sleeping now, not at the job.
Well, I mean, that was the plan until you told me, hey, buddy, be on standby. I should be asleep right now. You're cutting it to nap time.
Well, I gave you fair warning. You had nap time today while you're getting paid to work here. What's
on? You see, Zach? You see, here's the thing. I know you don't have the most spectacular vision. But you see, it was also brought upon my strenuous work on air by the aforementioned Andrew Bogish.
You're behind the
Bogish
scenes.
Went ahead. But well, yes, exactly. I'm behind the scenes I was on Overwatch making sure Connor was doing a perfect job.
And you're training someone and you're sleeping.
No.
That would be like if I was saying to someone, hey, Zachary, sit next to me. You're going to learn how to fill in for me. And Zachary, I start dozing off during the show.
Zachary, use that temple degree. Use that brain for a split second. Be serious. Do you think I was actually asleep? You see, here's the thing. Here's
what I do.
Before you cut me off, Bogish took the liberty to print out a paper that said, Manny at work. And he put it on the double glass pane behind me. He did it like a ninja.
Were you sleeping?
No, I wasn't sleeping.
You weren't taking a nap whatsoever?
Watching Connor Armstrong do his work. That's what I was doing at
that
time.
You look like me when I have 15 beers and then sit in a chair. You look knocked out cold. What are you talking about here?
So here's the thing, Zachary. When I noticed that there was something above my head, like the entertainer that I am, like the genius that I am.
Entertainer.
In between going to break. We did it during a break as well. That's when the camera hit me. It was roughly about 9:30. You want to check, David? It was about 9:30, the penultimate segment. Going into the penultimate segment.
Penultimate.
That's the second
to
last segment.
Too many syllables. Hey, Manny,
okay?
Let me ask you a question real
late.
Hold on, your boss is talking to you. Shut your mouth. Your boss is talking to you. Have some respect.
Have you seen the Ocean's 11 movie, Manny?
Stop talking.
No, I haven't seen Ocean's 11.
All right.
12,
no, no. There's a scene in Ocean's 11. I think it's the Ocean's 11 one. I'm not really sure. I can't remember. They've made like, I don't know how many dozens of them, but one of the lines in your casino, he's talking to the Andy Garcia character, if I'm not mistaken. There's always somebody watching.
Yeah. And you know what, Manny? I'm going to be watching you. I may pop up at 7:30.
Hold on.
You zip your lip for a second. I may pop up at 7:30 in the morning. You know what? I'm coming back from Vegas on Sunday. I have a red eye. I land Monday. I may come right to the studio. You better be up. You better be alert. And you better be giving Maggie and Perloff your all, because they deserve your all. And I'm only saying this because I'm disappointed you're better than that, Manny. I know the Manny that used to train here. You're better than that. Don't be one of these guys that come in or they get the job and then they blow it, Manny.
The people loved it. The chat loved it. My friends loved it. I am an entertainer. Do you understand? Legendary.
There it is.
By the way,
you got to love that confidence, Gelb.
Manny, good luck. We appreciate it. Yeah. go Knicks tonight, right? You know, we could bond over a Knicks win, but I also got damaging evidence here.
Not from your lips to God's ears, but it's not damaging because you'll see I was awake.
No. This has nothing to do with you.
Back out, my eyes. Okay, go ahead.
This has nothing to do with you. Get Manny off the show. I don't need Manny on the show anymore. Thank you, Manny. We appreciate it. Michael Samter.
I've heard of him.
Something happens. One allegation happens, and then a bunch of other different allegations get thrown out there. Rich Ackerman just texted me. He has a photo of Samter, June 27th, 2014. Who's that? Schluffian in the office.
Oh, my God. That is wild.
Samter. Now, maybe Manny has some inspiration.
Yeah. I mean,
Samter was asleep at the job. Manny was asleep at the job.
We could recreate the old commercial. He learned it by watching you, Samter.
Who do you think trained Manny?
Yeah, that's true. Snoring Samter was like, yeah, you could just snore during the morning show. I mean, no problem with that.
You notice we both have our arms crossed, laid back, and lounging in a chair. I taught him well. Manny followed my instructions perfectly. He deserves a raise. He deserves accommodation. And he deserves extra points. Let's go, Manny Rodriguez.
I'm just saying. I think Manny needed to take a little bit more accountability there.
You know what? The optics obviously are bad. But again, I think in this,
you give him the benefit of the doubt.
I am absolutely.
You're a nice guy.
No, you know what, Manny. You know what? To your point, though. Again, Manny's a great dude, and he worked really hard for the job. And I think if it's show fodder, it's show fodder.
That's a good politician and our boss David Meredith.
We'll go after it. Now, here's what I'm most excited about for Zach.
We got the heart out.
Yes, we do. Thank you for reminding me. Please finish up the hour.
You got it. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, or the Snore Network, if you're Manny Rodriguez.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!